ZLK mobile.
4ZLK, 4CHY, Stephen Shane,
Shane,
I'll get you on the way home.
CHY, I believe it's Keith, is that correct? Good evening, and 4ZLK.
We're better than I am, because I had trouble with it.
Well, I've heard you a few times now, and it's good to, I butted in on a conversation yesterday, but I'm not sure that if I acknowledged you, and I'm sorry. So, anyway, I appreciate you coming back to me. How was your day today?
I was on the radio a little more yesterday afternoon than I normally am. I took a half day off, but had a little time just to sit around and talk over.
I have a radio in my work truck, and usually it's quiet when I'm driving long distances, and as soon as I get to where I need to be to make a delivery or a pickup, everybody starts talking. So, but today I got into work this morning, and somebody had used the truck, and it was down in Georgia this morning. So I got it back this afternoon and went to plug my microphone cord in, because I always unplug it every night, just so nobody's tempted. Now, I also locked the radio, and the phone jack, the little plastic tab broke off of it, so it wouldn't stay connected. So I couldn't talk on the radio. I'm going to have to bring it home and fix it this weekend, hopefully.
But, yeah, I do remember, because I was talking about compact air, and Bella was saying he worked with Advanced Automation. He said you pulled up right next to one of the automation companies, and you had to get out and go in for a delivery or pickup or something.
Ken and his brother works there at Calvary Automation. When he said the name, I was thinking, that looks familiar, and I looked over to my right, or it sounded familiar. I looked over to my right, and there was a sign that said, that's why it sounds familiar. I never picked up or delivered there, but I'm there every day right next to it.
So are you in like one of the bigger trucks, or just a regular parcel van?
Trailer now. I did the what we call the package cars. I did that for a little over 20 years, and before that I was a part-timer there working inside the warehouse. So I'm working on 32 years now, just about. I think June 6th or June 1st will be 32 years.
Well, I had a pretty good run. You got another 5 on me, but yeah, I've been with the company I'm at now for about 27 now. Yeah, that's a long time to be driving. I had a friend actually from elementary school that got a job with one of the companies early on. He was still in high school, and as far as I know, he was still working for him. He's probably retired by now also.
Surprise me. I know you have to be 18 to start with our company, so I guess some of them can be still in high school, and that's the part-time work. Can't go driving until you're 21. They won't put anybody on earlier than that, but I was 21 before I started as a part-timer, and I was it was 96. I was 26 years old. Easy for me to remember. 26 years old when I went full-time and started driving with him.
He was making good money for back in them days. Yeah, always. My father was in the trucking business, so I always kind of looked towards that, and I just kind of fell backwards into manufacturing and stuck there over
town on Stone Avenue here in Greenville. I missed the last little bit. I think it's my location.
Yeah, I was saying my father was in the trucking business, so when my buddy got that job making really good money back then, I was really intrigued with it, but I kind of fell backwards into manufacturing and kind of stuck with that over.
Heard that, yeah, this wasn't the career path that I thought I would be on. I was married, we had a little baby coming, and I needed a better job with some insurance benefits and things, and it just, the way it worked out, the first few years just kind of drug, you know, seemed to take forever, first 10, 20 years, but these last few were flying by.
What you mean there, and yeah, I got started in my career a little bit, but not much before you did yours, so yeah, I can definitely relate, and yeah, I hope they continue going by like they have been, because I ain't got but about 5 or 6 more to go and I'll be done.
Understand that, but then I think I don't want them to go too fast, because it seems like every year gets faster, and then when I do retire, everybody out here talking about being retired, they sound like they're busier than ever. So then, you know, then the years just really fly by, but it's been good. They've taken really good care of me, raised a family, and they're all out and grown now and got a couple grandkids, and it's just a little different stage in life.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to, you know, completely give up everything. I'd sure like to try it, though. I was telling somebody the other day, our plant manager, that she had asked me and the other old guy what was our plan, because she didn't want to be suddenly left without resources. And I said, well, I plan to retire, but what are you offering?
I'm not planning on retiring and sitting home. What I would like to do is retire from this and you know, be able to do whatever I want. But I could go here in another 4 years, technically, with a pretty good pension, but I feel like I'd have to, I don't know if I'd have to go find something else part-time, and then might as well just stay here and keep doing what I'm doing a little bit longer and keep stashing some more money away. I mean, I get plenty of time off. I can take any time off I need to, and got the easiest job here now at the company, so I might as well benefit from it.
CHY, yep, I hear you there, too. It depends on how I'm feeling when I get to that point. I'd likely do the same. I mean, we kind of like to travel, so I would like to get started on that before it gets too late and, you know, either one of our health goes south or anything like that. You just never know. So, but yeah, I'll let her know. I could be talked into it if she had something under her sleeve. Over.
Yeah, are you in automation with manufacturing? Are you in the engineering part of it?
In the engineering part of it, I was in the machine shop for years, and you know, was second shift supervisor for a long time, and then they pulled me up into engineering, and now it's three of us, and we just had a new hire here in the last couple of months on the design team. We handle all the special stuff over.
Do you specialize, or does your company specialize in certain areas of the market, or just anything? You make anything that anybody might want or draw up plans for?
My company specialized in pneumatic actuators, and so that's pretty much our part of the business. We do rotaries now too, and we've also done acquisitions over the years, and we have natural gas regulators and temperature switches, you know, industrial type stuff. But yeah, our primary design work is done on the old actuator line, and we have standard product offerings. But somebody is inevitably going to come along and, you know, ask you if you lop off this corner or make it fit in this space, and that's pretty much what our job is. Over.
Pretty good. When you were talking about that. I don't think this has any, or is in a similar market, but one of my customers I deliver to every morning and then pick up in the afternoon is Hartness. And then they took me around and showed me some of their machines they design, and they design all kinds of, like bottle cans, those belts that feed things, anything that could be fed through an assembly line and filled, you know, at a very high speed. That was pretty amazing. And they're talking about multi-million dollar pieces of equipment that they end up designing and building and then sending out.
Hartness is a real neat company. I work with we had an engineer working with us that was an employee of theirs too. And I actually interviewed over there for them at one time and didn't take the job. But yeah, they do some neat stuff. Most of our stuff, we don't build systems, we just build the actuators. So pretty much any kind of automation equipment that has pneumatic cylinders, we probably got one stashed in there somewhere. We're in all kinds of markets, from medical to chips to food packaging, just wherever somebody needs an actuator.
There's always a market for that. I was just thinking while you were talking too, our company used to have drop floor trailers, and I remember them well because I had to unload them when I first started. They were short pups, or we call them shorties. But they had, the reason I mentioned them is I guess they didn't have a place for the standard handle that you raise and lower the legs with. So they had a connected to the air system. They had little levers on the front of the trailer, and you would just push the lever up or down, and it would make the legs go up and down, and you could just hear the constant pushing, or whatever you want to call it, of the air pushing the legs in. It kind of do it on a little cycle. And I remember hearing that when I was unloading the trailers, I'd hear them out there just lowering the legs. It'd take them a while. In fact, it took them longer than what we can do by hand.
That's probably a little bigger cylinders than what we deal with. Most of our stuff, like I said, it's in automation equipment. So it's we do make some big bore, up to 8-inch bore, but they're relatively short stroke. They'll use larger bore sizes for like lifting heavy loads or pushing heavy loads off to the side, or even things like staking operations, to where it's pinning two pieces together or something like that. And they're just after the big bore sizes for the just for the sheer force of it.
Some point during that time in my career, and I can't even remember, I wasn't really paying attention, but they got rid of all those drop floor trailers, and now we just have regular, regular size, regular floor, whatever you want to say. It makes it easier. And then, of course, all the belts and everything have automated. They don't have the rollers that they used to hand carry into the trailers that we'd have to push the packages on. Now we've got all automated rollers, so it makes a big difference.
Pretty cool. We do a lot of warehousing stuff too. We've got actuators and some Amazon warehouses that do all the. One of the last projects we did is the machine basically stacks the empty bins for them to recycle and pull orders in. I went to, I think it was over in Anderson. We were trying to find a package and went into the terminal over there, and they were still using old, manual rollers. I think they did have some power feed sections on them, but mostly the old metal rollers that you see running around plants all the time.
Of Anderson, I've had to go down there several times, take loads or pick up empty trailers or whatever, that's a typical outlying UPS building. It's old, it's outdated, it's small. They run more packages through it than that should be allowed. They probably have some deal with the fire marshal. Here in Greenville, they keep just adding extensions. And at Christmas time, we can't even process all the packages at once. They'll run two or three sorts because they don't have room for all the vehicles or all the employees. So, and then I found out, I've been at this building, almost 32 years, and it's been there a few years longer than before I started. and I found out we don't even own the property. They just lease it, which I guess is a tax write-off, but... And now we're running out of room to park trailers, so they've had to reserve a lot 5 miles away, which makes it even more difficult when you're trying to bring in loads and, you know, or take out an empty trailer to somebody. You gotta bring a load in and then drive 5 miles away to get a trailer. It's just they don't do things that make sense sometimes, it seems like.
I know what you mean there, because back when we were private owned, we leased the building we were on in 123, and after we got bought out, they decided that lease wasn't really a good idea, so they built us a new building, and it was paid for. So we got moved in it, and then we got bought again, and I made a trip out to L.A. At a sister company, and was talking to one of the developers one night at dinner, and he was talking about how they've been in that one building for like almost 40 years, and it's a lease. So I guess the current company wouldn't have minded our lease back then. Over.
Is that okay? Yeah, there must be some tax advantage to it. And I always thought, you know, every Christmas our volume just really shoots up, obviously, about Thanksgiving. Well, since Amazon and online ordering came in, it usually starts a little bit earlier, but our peak season usually starts somewhere in November. And every year, I think, we'll never have enough room this year. There's no way we can make it. And every year, they somehow squeeze it through. And then I started going to Greensboro, and I realized when I go up there to drop a trailer, they've got an outgrown building too, and it's big. It's considered a hub. It's a pretty big building. But they've got also, they lease two separate properties that they store trailers on, and they'll take loads too. So sometimes when I was pulling two trailers at a time, one time they said, oh yeah, your first load is over here. It's north of us, about 5 miles. And your second load is the other way. It's south of us, about 5 miles. So I ended up having to drive, 20 miles, basically, to pick up my two trailers.
It's crazy. Yeah, and the facility out there is west of L.A. This place is huge. It's probably four times the footprint, and they've got a lot of upstairs rooms that we don't have. So, you know, this thing is a good six or eight times the size we are. And they leased this building, and it just, the only thing I could figure that would make any sense is that, you know, well, the AC broke down in the middle of summer. You call the landlord or whoever, hey, you got a broke AC, you got to come fix it.
Things like that make sense. And surely there's got to be some kind of tax advantage to that. I know they don't lease all their properties. They build a big new hub down in Atlanta, west of Atlanta, right off Interstate 20. It's called a smart hub. They call it a smart hub because it pretty much does all the sorting by itself. It's all computer scanners and all the belts run automated. And it is huge, and the property is huge, and they're very proud of that building, but they sure don't want to take pride in where the rest of us work. And then we have customers come by to pick up packages, too, and it's got to be a safety hazard, them trying to park when we're trying to move around.
I was a little shocked the first time I went over there to Anderson, because it's just a... I hadn't been by there in a long time, so I might have upgraded by now, but it was just an old tin metal building and all the old roller conveyors inside, people shuffling around packages. what terminal do you work out of? Where is it located at?
The location, and it's located on Fair Forest Way, which is between Lawrence Road and Malden Road. It kind of parallels with 85. Sort of. So between Malden Road and Lawrence Road.
Yeah, I never went over that way much. I went to the other competitors used to be, and I guess they are still down Malden Road, like across the old baseball stadium.
What's the name of them there? I might know who they are, or at least recognize them.
Just the big FedEx facility over there.
Understood. I thought you said a competitor of yours was up there. I got you. Yeah, I know where that FedEx place is.
Make run several times through the week because being second shift supervisor, if we had orders that were expedited or needed to get out that night, they finished getting them built after hours and they sent me the balls quite often over.
Yeah, we have some people that do that too. They come in. Some people come every night, bring their packages. They run a little business from home or something, but they want to ship later than what the driver who'd be in their area would be coming by. So, or they don't want to pay that monthly fee to have them come by. Yeah, we're not far at all from the FedEx building. Maybe a mile from. We're off of Malden Road on Fair Forest, which comes out right across from the old ball field. So just, and then you take a left and the FedEx building is, you know, an eighth of a mile on the left there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't realize y'all was that close to it. But yeah, I made many runs over that way. Sometimes it was only once or twice a week. I think once I made a run every day in a week. And then they finally got their scheduling stuff somewhat under control, so I didn't have to make them here as much.
From Anderson, when you did that?
We're at Seneca. I would make runs down to Anderson from time to time, and it was mostly for, like, lost package problems. Every now and then to drop one off, but usually it was headed over there to FedEx because they were there a lot later and, you know, still had their office open and all.
Drive. I hope they paid you for that drive.
One of the main reasons I didn't complain about it. I could go over there and do whatever they needed me to do and, I'd usually end up, back then there was a Crystal Burger place there at 123 and Liberty Highway. And so on my way back, I'd hit the Crystal and get all my second shift guys Crystal Burgers over there.
Pretty good. There used to be one on Woodruff Road when I was back in package. I ran that route, and I'd eat lunch there every once in a while. They were pretty good, but it's closed down. I guess maybe they're closing them all down around here.
I don't believe there's any left around. And you remember when that one closed on Woodruff? Because I think it was open when we first moved to Fountain Inn. And closed about the time I found out about it. Okay.
Ken, I think it was, I mean, it's been several years. I couldn't tell you when exactly. I know I was there delivering there 2010, 2012 maybe. Maybe not even that. Maybe before that, 2008, 2010, somewhere around that area. So it's probably been a good 5 to 7 years since they've closed down. And good evening, Chandler, and 4ZLK. Go ahead.
What you guys talking about?
A little business in Crystal Burger. and I was trying to remember when I was over that way. I was over there in the early 90s, so maybe it was still going. Maybe I just didn't find out about it until it was late. But yeah, back then there wasn't much of nothing down like from 385 to 14. I was talking about that the other day too, yesterday I guess.
Food, and I'm hungry because I didn't stop for lunch today because I was so busy and I didn't feel like working late, really late. And Keith, I went to high school at Southside Christian. Went to school, kindergarten through high school, and we moved down there on Woodruff Road, down at 14 and Woodruff back in 84, 85, something like that, maybe 86. And I used to get on that Woodruff Road exit at 385, and it was, and I heard you talk about this, but it was nothing but farmland, two lanes and farmland all the way to 14.
That, the only signs of civilization, there was that little plaza. Now, I guess it would have probably been early 90s when we were over in that area. There was that little plaza on the right-hand side as you was headed towards 14, and then the Winn-Dixie and McDonald's and everything there at 14, and that was about it out that way.
The hardware store in that little plaza, possibly. But go ahead, what are you doing this evening? N4ZLK.
Well, I'm just sitting here listening to y'all talk and just enjoying the radio. Tonight I can stay up late and just talk as much as I want.
I finished work a little while ago. We've already ate dinner, but I'm just sitting here talking to Shane, riding with him on.
It makes the drive, I got about a 40, 45 minute drive. And it makes it a lot nicer when you got a little company.
Exactly what you say. Don't worry about it.
You say that again, Chandler?
I'll be right here with you the whole way, so don't worry about it.
I'm about 15 minutes out, maybe. Well, 25 the way I drive, 15 the way my wife drives. So, and she knows it. I give her a hard time about it.
Are you still out in that area or not?
We live in Cleveland, off Highway 11, cutting through Dacusville, Pumpkin Town here, and already went through a little Dacusville. We're going to cut through Pumpkin Town here in a little bit.
I do remember you mentioning Cleveland before. We used to ramble around that area when we was in Fountain End. My little brother was in the Navy, and he was over here just about probably every other weekend. And we'd go hiking and waterfalls. I mean, we've covered all over northern Rainbow County and into North Carolina. And then, you know, over this way into Pickens and Oconee County before I ever lived over this way. So, yeah, we stomped around that area quite a bit, too. Over.
Here in the Greenville area. When my wife and I got married, we lived down in Williamston for a little while, and then we moved to Simpsonville, and that's where we raised our family, right there off West Georgia Road. And when they all grew up, got out of high school, we'd been looking at moving. It was getting crowded over there, as you know, as we've talked about. And I come out here and fish a lot. We like to hike, do a lot of hiking, and so we decided, we didn't intend to come out as far as we did. It just, there wasn't anything available with the time we were looking, going on 5 years ago now. We were just kind of, our circle just kept getting wider and ended up, but we love where we live. We love being there when we're there, and we're thankful for it. And I got a pond in the backyard I can fish in, and I got the streams not too far away I can fish in. So it's beautiful. Go ahead, Chandler. N4ZLK.
I'm correct. Did you say that you live in Bakersfield or that you drive in Bakersfield?
Through Bakersfield or around it on the outskirts. I live in Cleveland up off Highway 11.
Imagine you have to take Highway 8 for part of your race.
Just a little bit of it. I'm getting ready to get on it here in about 35 seconds, or 45 seconds. You're with where Pumpkin Town is?
Down off the, turn 135, I believe, on the Highway 11. Pumpkin Town operates on the left. Depending on what direction you go, you might end up, I guess, maybe for 6 miles, or maybe even Anderson, I guess.
I'm not going out on 8 all the way out to the Opryland there. I'm back here. There's a little four-way stop at Table Rock Road and Highway 8. I'm actually on 135 right now coming up to Highway 8. And then I cut off of Highway 8 and head over a little northwest over to 11 over there by Aunt Sue's.
Aunt, please, I just don't know exactly where it's at.
Can't, but we've eaten there plenty of times, but we live up behind there, so that's where I'm headed. And let's see, KN4CHY, go ahead, Keith.
Just thinking when you were describing that area, that's probably one of my favorite areas along there, Highway 11 and around Table Rock, all through there. Even after we moved over here to Seneca, we used to get over back over that way quite a bit. And usually if we were headed over that way, we'd take 11 here and head north and just route around and take the scenic drive and then go and do whatever we was wanting to do in Greenville. And maybe come back 123. Sometimes we'd just turn around and go back 11 again over.
Other than all the potholes there on the Greenville County side of Highway 11, it's awful. And they've been doing something there, digging up little patch and patching little pieces of it and making it worse, because now the patches are not level with the road surface. But the rest of it's beautiful. I love it out here. And we did so much on this side of town when we lived in Simpsonville. We were constantly having to drive through town, and it's so nice now just to be able to visit one of my daughters lives up in Fletcher. We can go see her, and you know, we don't have to drive through the city anymore. It's mostly just these two-lane roads through beautiful scenery the whole way. So I really appreciate that. N4ZLK, go ahead, Chandler.
N4WWP for ID N4ZLK, one of the things I really liked about, you know, you mentioned the beautiful scenery, on one of the bus runs, the last student they picked up before we take our kids on to the school, man, talk about beautiful scenery. You can see the mountains, trees, you've got a part of the area where it has like a pond. And, you know, just being able to be up there in the morning early enough to see the sunrise, man, let me tell you, you don't get to see the sunrise and stuff like that, you're missing out.
That right. That's part of what we love about this area. You can drive just a few minutes and see a different scenery, and it's all really nice scenery. Yeah, and talking about Simpsonville and West Georgia Road and all, man, that's just unbelievable how that area has grown. And I used to work over there at Rec Trough. That's the big thing I miss about living in Fountain Inn is I had a 4-mile commute. So I could leave the house 5 to 10 minutes before going to work and still be there in plenty of time. Back then, again, this is back in the early mid-90s, it was pretty sparsely populated back then, and that whole side of the interstate over there is just exploded, too.
I worked for a little over a year, not long after we got married, at the Kemet plant that was down there at Fountain Inn. I worked a weekend shift. But we were living in Williamson at the time, so that was a good little drive, but... And when I lived in Simpsonville, it was just a 10 to 15 minute commute to work. I do miss that. You know, I do a lot of driving, but it's so worth it being out here. And especially the way the market has just shot up. We would never have been able to find what we found 4 or 5 years ago. So I'm glad we made the move, even though sometimes we feel like we're far out, you know. But I drive so much anyway, it's just another thing. So one day we'll be able to just settle down and enjoy not having to go anywhere. N4ZLK.
Hey, Keith. Where are you at tonight?
skinny behind at the house. Like I said, I work from home, so I made the commute in here and set my butt down again. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know a few people in my personal life that do the same exact thing. Got the plans for the weekend, Keith?
Same plans I always have at this time of the year, starting on yard work, and it probably won't stop until come late fall or winter time. Over.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about yard work, you know, is the feeling of accomplishment. I know that when I do not get to do a good job helping along cut the grass, being outside in the heat and doing all that, come in and get a glass of cold water, man, that feels good.
I kind of use it as a kind of getting out and clearing my head thing, listen to music, and get something accomplished, and think about, you know, the world and life in general, and, I usually enjoy it, but in the summertime, it sure gets rough, as hot as it is out there. Go ahead, Jake.
Chandler, I think I'm going to do some yard work tomorrow, too. Got a little cleaning up to do and grass to cut, and I think we're thinking about going hiking on Sunday, possibly, depending on how we feel, but that's the plan. But anyway, I'm going to make this one my final. I'm not far from home. And Chandler, it's good to hear you tonight. And hope you have a great weekend. Keith, it's nice to meet you. You have a great weekend, and I hope to talk to you again. I appreciate the ride home. KN4CHY and KO4WWZ from N4ZLK 73.
Take it over, Keith, and then I'll get back to you.
Tina, yep, good talking to you. And, I'm sure we'll hear you around again. Have a good evening. And, my wife might get me out of cutting grass. She's wanting to run down to Atlanta and look at some campers that they finally got in that we've been trying to look at. So I may get a day reprieve out of it anyway, but there'll be plenty to do when I get back, that's for sure. Anyway, have a good night. Again, good talking to you, 73, and we'll catch you later in 4ZLK, KN4CHY.
4CHY.
Go ahead, Chandler. I want to make sure he wasn't coming back.
I was going to ask him what his plans on going hiking, but we had to go before then. My mom and I, we hiked up to Tucson, Jones Gap, and Nine Towns.
Nice. I miss doing that. My little brother, my hiking partner, lives up in Maine now, so he don't get over this way very much anymore for some reason. I usually get most of my exercise right here in the yard, so don't need much more than that, but I sure enjoyed, like I was telling Shane, we used to cover northern Greenville with Pickens and Oconee and on up into North Carolina, up around Asheville, and all points in between. We thoroughly enjoyed those days, over.
The last hike I went on with Mama up to Nine Towns, we were planning to try and climb up the entire mountain all the way to the top. Well, needless to say, I wasn't prepared. I didn't have the right shoes, and she wasn't prepared either. She didn't think it would be that much of a challenge, and it turned out to be pretty rough. You looking great from the mountains, it's rough. I was trying to think, you know, you said you used to go hiking and all that. Have you ever been on the Ozark Trail?
Most of my hiking has been around in this area. I did a little bit out in Louisiana, but it's, not a lot to see. Well, there's a lot to see, but it's mostly swampland. But, never been on the Ozark Trail. Been on about every trail around this area, that's for sure. Like I was telling Shane, my little brother was in the Navy. He was stationed in Norfolk, and he was here about every other weekend. That's what we'd spend the whole, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 days, whatever he had available. We'd spend it in exploring different parts of the upstate and western North Carolina. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't lay out stuff to say. Hold on just a second. I got a second. That sounds pretty awesome, man. That sounds really awesome. You gonna check in on me tonight?
Well, I'll get tied up doing something else, I will. I'll have no plans to be tied up, so more than likely anyway. Yep, well, it just happened to me. Back to you,
Ken, before I see you anyway. Got the Anderson. Had the 146790 and check in with you on the Anderson net before we go on to the
net. Not sure I've got that programmed in.
Alright, well, get on the Peterbrook and try to meet me up there. I'm going to QS line, alright?
If I don't see you over there, I'll see you back here after a while. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY, I'll be standing by and listening.